Sabbath Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Pei Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, at the top of the page, Halacha Vav. Mishnah says, Etzem Kedei Lasoif Tavlet, the shear for a bone is to make a spoon. Avida Oimer Kedei Lasoif Chaf, Avida says to make a chaf, as we'll explain. Chuchis Kedei Ligroid Ba Rosh HaKarkad, the shear for glass is to scrape the end of a spindle. So, the shear for a pebble or stone is to be able to throw at a bird to chase it away. Ben Yaakov says it's to throw at an animal. And the Gemara says, Ma'u chaf, saugid. What is a chaf? It's a lock. As you say now, Machalf should say to Yehuda. Yehuda contradicts himself, because here he obligates only for a bigger shear. Regarding a reed, he's stringent for the smaller shear to measure a child's foot, even though it's not so common. Taman taninan. Nitlu chafan tomei, v'pnei nekovim, nistamu nekovim, tomei v'pnei chafim. There's a Mishnah, the answer from a Mishnah that says if the chaf and the teeth of a key were removed, it's still tomei due to the holes. If the holes were sealed, it's tomei due to the chafin, the teeth. As you say now, we skip the next four words. Taman hi avat chaf v'leit, you should say v'acha, v'ha avat chaf tzalgid. There, chaf is what sticks out, means the teeth. Will he say that here, chaf is the lock? That surely also here, chaf means the teeth of a key, and Rav Yehuda's shear is smaller than the Chachomim's. The Mishnah said the shear for glass is better to scrape the end of the spindle. Taman, Tani, I should say, Shiviz Chukis Lachseis Bahem is Piapach, Bachat Amarachin. The Gemara asks that there's a Mishnah that says that the shear for broken glass in order to cover a flask, and here you say that it's to scrape the end of the spindle. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Meisha, Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Rabbonon, the Kisorin, Kan Ba'ave, Kan Ba'chada. An answer from Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Meisha, quoting Rabbi Kohen, quoting Rabbonon of Kisorin, is that there we're discussing thick glass, and here we're discussing thin glass. If the Bai Meima, Kan B'metaltel, Kan B'moitzian, and some answer that there we're discussing a heter to move it, and here we're discussing the shear to be able to be liable for hoitzah.
Or even kadei lezoik ba'if, the shear for a pebble or stone is to throw at a bird. Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kadei shezoik achalachayoi ha'if v'yagish. Shimon bar Abba said, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that this is to throw at a bird from the back, and it will hit it, and it will feel it. The kavasok kadei shezoik achalachayoi behema v'tagish, and similarly, Rezo ben Yaakov says to throw at an animal from the back, and it will feel it. Tani so mekulzal kazayif egoiz ukabeitza noitloi mekneich beitza esaglov. The Baisa says that prepared stones means that the sharp edges are smooth. The size of an olive, a nut, and an egg, one may take them into the bathroom and clean his legs after relieving himself. Rabbi Shmuel b'viyosa omer mishum aviv ad malayad hayad. Rabbi Shmuel b'viyosi says that in the name of his father that one may take in up to a handful. View the Omer on Baitus Ben Zoinin Haya Yoshev Shoina if may Rebbe Amar Kachanu Oimim Tzach Shehi Yoshev Mishakel Biyad. Rabbi Yehuda said that Baitus Ben Zoinin was sitting and learning in front of Rebbe. He said, do we say this? Must one sit and weigh by hand and ensure that the stones are the right sizes? Amalei Hakol Mutzah Chutz Min Asui B'Chafisa. Rebbe said everything is permitted to take in his hand except for what he takes in the kli. Rabbi Lav B'Shem Rabbi Anai, V'yesh Boi, should say, Kamalai Regel Maducha Ketano Shel Baisim. Rabbi Lav, quoting Rabbi Anai, said that also a stone is committed up to the size of a leg of a small spice mortar. Am Rabbi Yosef Le'amru Ela Shel Baisim Ha Shel Basamim Lai. Rabbi Yosef said that they said only about a small mortar for grinding one spice, but not for spices. Rabbi Lav B'Shem Rabbi Shem Melokish So She'olu Bay Asavim quoting Rabbi Shlaki said, if grass grew on a stone, one may take it and clean his legs with it on Shabbos, and when he detaches from it on Shabbos, is chayev kolon chatas. Tani v'chiyah cheres kol shehu also v'kaneach boi. V'chiyah said from a baisa that earthenware of any size one may not clean with it. From Rabbi Yosef be Rabun, v'chiyah tova cheres el afilu. Rabbi Rabun said this is not only for earthenware, but even handles or barrels, and anything that enters the fire and leaves means that it's made through fire. Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi, Omar, Svor Shikinech Boi Chaveiroi, Umayim she'aim b'hem memsa, also kaneach b'hem. Ben Yossi said that a stone that someone else cleaned with, and a collection of water that's less than 40 sa, one may not clean with it, perhaps a snake put a venom into it. V'chananya b'shem Rabbi Mana, mayim she'liklik b'hem ha'kelev, also kaneach b'hem. V'chananya, quoting Rabbi Mana, said that water that a dog licked, one may not clean with it. V'tani kein emekanchin, loy b'fi ha'kelev, loy b'fnei ha'kelev, as we support from a brisa, one may not clean with something in a dog's mouth or in front of a dog or with water that the dog licked or water less than 40 sal. Water used to wash a sewage pipe or that people bathed within in a bathtub is harmful to the rear end. Rabbi Yossi, Rabun, Vashem, Rahuna. Hey, Joam Nemu, Bakulumis, Shalkana, Ain Shuichtinba, Ve Moilimba, Ve Machatsusimba, Sashinaim, Ve Machatsimba, Esabosa, Agaviav Shulchan, Ve Mechatsimba, Replace Ruachua, Shivala. Rishi Rabun, quoting Rabunna, said, 5 matters were said about a sharp reed. One may not slaughter with it, one may not circumcise with it, one may not clean his teeth with it, one may not cut with it meat on the table, one may not clean himself in the bathroom with it, because Ruachua rests on it.